out.
For? I won. I got guys. We don't need to develop the A bomb because I have it. I got the D bomb in my pants. Oh, the fucking third banana from A Practical Joker's got a fucking Pokemon card stolen. Who gives a shit? I'd be like, yeah.
How do you think we went to Denny's? I'm not paying for this asshole, and I wanted a steak.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. I look around the table. I only see three mics. I see one for BQ.
Yeah.
I see one for Walt.
Yo.
No, get him, though. He's, I saw on Facebook, some people were happy that Get Him finally put a mic out for himself, and he was becoming more a part of the show, and they actually enjoyed what he had to say.
And yeah, and he actually has some.
And then I woke up, and I was like, oh, wait a second.
What a horrible nightmare. People were not happy?
No, people were happy. Yeah, people were happy that Get Him. I mean, I think Walt usually hears the naysayers.
Sure.
He gets the emails.
He actually has some news about his – he has answers on his health issues. He could be talking about that, but he chooses, I guess, you know, maybe he wants to keep it private.
But he got everybody worried, and now that he's –
Oh, no, it's to worry about.
That's what I'm saying. Like why would he get us all concerned and then not –
That's why it's not recording?
No, it's recording. I just can't really hear it that well.
Yeah.
Okay, that's beautiful. Okay.
Well, it's Get Him's right.
Yeah, you know, HIPAA. And at the general store, we respect HIPAA.
Of all the laws of HIPAA. Hippo?
But he did get his diagnosis, and now he's at least – that's step one
right
on the road to recovery.
It's not bad. I mean, considering that the guy's been ignoring it for how long now?
Well, I don't know. Not that long. I mean, it just kind of popped up where it became.
No, I mean, his general health.
Oh, his general health.
Yeah.
Well, maybe this is the catalyst for his overall health, too, be monitored on a more regular basis than never.
You're right. I saw some people defending him as, the autistic thing. Like, he can't do it. It's not that he doesn't want to do it. Like,
I think there's some truth to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think autism does play a factor in how he chooses to handle things or not handle them.
Right. And you took him.
No.
You ended up not taking him?
He let me know that his roommate was going to take him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you celebrated
but
that?
I didn't celebrate it, but he said his roommate would take him. And so, again, all good, though. It's at least we know what we got to –
We know it has to be tackled now.
Yeah.
So there's a path. It's not just, ooh.
There's a path. Yeah definitely. Okay. Yeah.
I like how you worded that.
The doctor's like, ooh.
It's written in his medical charts. Ooh.
There's always a path. Yeah. No matter what it is, there's, you know, it might be filled with thorns and.
Sure.
And, you got to hack through it to get to make it to the other end of that path. But
well, the other end of that path is the same as everybody's end of the path. It's one clearing at the end that we're all headed towards, no matter how you get there. Oh.
What was I going to talk about first? I had two.
I have two things, too.
Oh, yeah?
Two things that really caught my attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My first thing, Walt, is Columbo.
Oh yes.
Did you see the poll? I put up the clip of Columbo going down the hill.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't see it.
Yeah. 71% of ants think Columbo fell and didn't recover. And the other 29% think that he was acting. That was the general consensus on that. Because me and Mary Beth rewatched it several times, and it's so hard to tell, but it does look like at one point he loses his footing. And if you're wondering, it's season 2, episode 2, if you're looking for the fall. It's actually in the very beginning
of the episode. Well, it's the kind of fall that if, like, he's lucky he didn't break his neck.
Yes.
So why on earth would he be allowed to do that if, you know, on purpose? Why would they – what kind of insurance would
1974, cover? Who knows, right?
I don't know. He's still a big network star. They're like, hey, you know what I want to do today?
Right.
What's that, Pete? I want to do my own stunt.
I'm Tom Cruise.
Where I fly down a hill. And they're like, but what does that add to the script? Nothing.
Right.
This is it. This is the clip.
This is the fall, yeah.
This is the moment. Legendary hill fall scene.
Yeah, we'll see what you think, Hugh.
I mean, he's younger than you'd think he was, than I had imagined he would be in this scene. He's not an old man here.
No, he could easily
pass. He's not a young man either, though. He's kind of middle-aged. He's in his
30s, I'd say.
Okay, so he starts on the hill. You can see this on YouTube, what we're talking about. Starts picking up speed a little bit more. Holy shit. right there. When his leg went like that. Probably.
That's on purpose, though, because they cut maybe not that last fall, but him coming down like that, like there's two different camera angles.
It's true.
He starts going down at the first back.
But there's so much could go wrong with that for no payoff.
I agree. He ended up in the culvert perfectly, perfectly placed.
Unless you had some stuntman background.
The camera angles are so specific that I almost feel like it can't be anything but real.
It added nothing, though, to the overall episode, though.
It added nothing.
The guy's brushing all the burrs off him and shit.
I don't know. But you can't have that coverage without being planned in advance.
I think
this is shot on film. So these are film cameras.
Yeah. I think he filmed the going down and fell. And then they are like, you know, or keep that. And then they did some wraparounds after he fell.
But it's such a pain in the ass. Like, it's such a choice then to disrupt the shot list to get that from the other angle.
I think that's legitimately.
His face
but then
right
again,
there?
You're right. There's a second camera.
That's what I'm saying. And that camera's not there in the reverse shot. So they had to set it up.
Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck's going on.
I mean, it's bizarre. There's no answer on the internet? Like, you guys didn't.
No, he's gone, so you can't ask him.
Well, I don't know. What do I know?
I don't know.
I don't know anything.
Let's see. This I found really interesting. This story got a little Staten Island action for you.
Ooh, all right.
If I can pull it up.
Beautiful Staten Island, lovely.
Because it doesn't. All right, there we go.
Lovely Staten Island.
Staten Island. Yeah, this time it's not somebody getting beheaded.
Mm.
It's let our people go. Zoran Mamdani, victory spurs Staten Island polls to renew bid to pull out of New York City. I was not aware that this is a long time thing.
No, we've talked about this before.
Have we?
Yeah, it comes up every few years. I'd say once a decade somebody brings this up, a seceding. Every time there's a mayor that they don't like, it comes up.
I mean, if you look at the map – with the, you know, like red versus blue.
Yeah.
Staten Island really doesn't like him.
They don't like him. No. Well, because again, like Staten Island is so heavily weighted by city workers.
Mm-hmm.
Cops, firemen, bus drivers, sanitation guys. Like a lot of them live on Staten Island. And they don't, you know, they don't like the guy.
A Republican from Staten Island has been pushing a secession bill since 2008 and has seen little traction.
Yeah, so you guys wouldn't become part of Jersey?
No, we become city of Staten Island. We voted on it years ago. I don't think I voted on it because I was like, this shit's not happening. I don't give a shit. But I think like it did most – I think there was one vote because I've done this a few times where the majority of Staten Island were like, yeah, fuck it. We want out. And Albany blocked it because you can't do it without – you can't just secede. So it's just waste of time. I mean, at this point, it wouldn't matter to me if they were like, we're seceding. I'd be like, whatever. That's fine with me. I mean, taxes can't possibly go up, you know?
Well, that's what they're saying, though. I mean, although I did see it was like the night of the election, they were going on and on and on about free buses. For some reason, free buses are a big thing that everybody was behind.
Yeah.
And then the very next day, the governor's like, yeah, no free buses.
You can't do it. It's insane. Like anybody, look, I don't take, my whole thing is like, I don't take the bus. So I don't give a fuck. Like, you guys want to make the bus free, go ahead and make the bus free. But, like, don't stand there and tell me that it's not going to become a fucking rolling fucking psych ward. It will. It just will.
Yeah, the subway is, and you have to pay to get on that.
So I'm like, do it if you want, but like, it's the pie in the sky thing where you're like, no, this is going to be great. Then you're like, hey, you're not even going to fucking try and address this. But again, like, yeah, I hope, look, man, I hope the guy fucking does a great job. It's the same thing. You're like, look, it's better for me if he does a great job,
right?
And helps the city. So I hope he does. But
yeah, people usually act like many times actively root against the candidate they don't like, even if they're in office.
But once they're elected, you're like, well, what do you want? I don't want him to do bad because that's not, I don't want, you know what I mean? I mean, it's the same thing with Trump. You're like, once he becomes president, you're like, oh, I just hope he does good for the country, you know? And you just, I don't know. I never got that thing of like, once the guy's elected mayor, just why are you hoping for it to get worse?
Are you surprised in such a short amount of time since 9/11 that a Muslim took over?
No, not really. That doesn't really surprise me. What does shock me is that so soon after de Blasio fucking wrecked that city, that people would be like, nah, let's do that again.
Right.
It's that to me, I can't get my head around. But, you know, what the fuck do I know? Like, he might be the best mayor in the world. Let's talk about it in 4 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
And the,
I sound like, you know, I don't know. The guy's not going to be able to raise taxes. She's running for governor next year. So on an election year, she's not going to fucking raise taxes. She's just not going to do it. Mm-hmm. So his whole thing about raising taxes and interest is not going to happen. The free bus isn't going to happen. Maybe he opens one grocery store in each borough. I mean, all right. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't think it's going to be the handout that people think it's going to be, like the whole socialist.
It can't be.
Because it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And the cops, you can't – you see what happened to de Blasio when he pissed off the cops. They started turning their backs on him, and then he just went into fucking hand-jobbing mode, like trying to hand-job every cop he can just to win him back. It's not going to – the shit about his religion, the shit about his race, you're like – what do you guys, you know what I mean? It's New York City. It's like, what do you think? That was not going to happen? Like, what are you talking about? But the pie in the sky shit, I'm always like, only a 34-year-old would come out with this shit. But good luck, man. I hope the grocery stores work. That'd be cool.
It would be. Let's see. We'll wait and see.
I don't know. I tell you, either way, on Staten Island, in my fortress, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah. Whatever happens
What's
out there.
What's going on out there? Ah, who cares?
I don't care. Let them eat whatever they want. Cake, let them have it. Here you go. I hope he does. Look, I honestly, like, I hope he does well. I hope he does well for the city of New York.
Sure. Of course. And Walt, I don't know how your boy's faring right now, but a slick thief made off with $10,000.
That's one of the things I was going to mention.
Oh, the robbery of Tom Brady.
What happened?
Hugh. Oh, this was
$10 million.
This is where I was.
$10,000.
How the fuck does that matter at all?
it turned out it fell out of his back pocket.
Yeah. What the
fuck? Oh, I was outraged.
His cookie jar money got fucking stolen?
I was like, you know, this is one of the, you know, there's been crimes throughout history that have spurred anger enough for change.
Yeah.
And this is the one that got me finally off the couch when I heard that Tom Brady's card shop had been broken into and somebody stole a $10,000 Pokemon card.
A bunch of Pokemon and baseball cards, yep.
And this is the
this is a bridge too far.
That got you riled up. A card that shouldn't be worth that much money is stolen from a man that doesn't care. That's what just happened.
So where is his baseball card shop located?
Soho.
Where's that?
That's downtown in New York.
Yeah. Oh, he owns it in New York?
Yes.
That's shocking that he would open a card shop in New York. Because he's not that beloved in New York.
He's not a New York guy.
No, he's not. You know, I'm surprised it's not in Boston or it's not in Tampa or in California where he grew up. But I tell you, yeah, I was outraged at that people's attitudes, much like Hughes, where we're like, who cares? Mm-hmm. I'm just like, that's insane.
My whole fucking storage unit got stolen. You guys fucking laughed in my face. I'm supposed to give a shit about this guy?
That was not a legitimate theft, though.
What?
That was
my shit getting taken from me?
That was you
without
not
your knowledge.
No, that's not what happened.
That's what you being like that. I don't have to pay for that locker.
Sure.
I'm BQ.
Yeah.
It's a privilege to have my shit in that locker.
Yeah, sure.
But that place is out of business. That's not what we're talking about here. Somebody going in and being like, give me that Pokemon card, I'll blow your head off.
Is that what happened?
Well, no, this guy, his card was declined. It's not exactly like Walt said. His card got declined. He fudged with the tap to pay system to trick the employee into believing the transaction went through. Somehow, I guess somehow he made the beep. He then left with a haul of baseball and Pokemon, basically, yeah, worth $9,700.
Wow.
Police did not confirm what specific cards he'd stolen in the store, declined to here's a picture of it. Do you see the picture of it? Card Vault by Tom Brady.
Oh, boy.
Even has his name on it.
That's crazy that that's not more well known, that he has a card shop in Soho.
Yeah. What's the address? What street is it on? Does it say?
Let's see. I don't think it does.
I'm sure Getem will find it.
Yeah.
But if we just turn our backs.
Card Vault, it's called. Getem.
And take the attitude of, like, it doesn't matter because he has money. Mm. Then, you know, what is that going to lead to?
I mean,
like, the cops should have.
How could it get much? Like, what do you mean?
They should have they should have 24-hour investigation into this, and there should be all hands on deck.
No resources spared.
All hands on deck. Find this fucking perp.
Yeah.
And, you know, make him.
But they have a
pay
picture.
The price.
They have a picture of the guy, though, right? I mean, that guy's pretty well displayed.
244 Lafayette Street.
Gotcha.
They don't have.
Yeah, you can see him very well.
They haven't caught the guy yet.
How could they not catch the guy? That guy's full face is on display.
Because nobody cares.
There's a way somebody just got murdered in the subway.
You hear this? Yeah, you hear that your Pokemon card stolen, or, you know. Four dead in
no, but
in
I mean,
subway.
Like, how, there's not anybody being like, "Holy shit, that's Ted." You know what I mean?
And
being
oh
like,
yeah,
you know, it's like,
well,
is
because
there
a lot of people are like, "Hey, you know what? That's like he's Robin Hood. He just stole from the rich."
I guess in a way,
and he's probably going to give to himself.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hmm. Oh man,
could you imagine though? You know that you let's say you opened up a store like you wanted to,
right?
And everybody came in and just started stealing shit. Everybody comes in and just takes something.
Everybody.
And every time you call the cops, they're like, oh, well, hey, what'd you expect?
You're rich. I wouldn't think that the cops – I wouldn't think that the cops are saying that to him, though. I'm saying that. Like, and if Tom Brady was like, oh, the fucking third banana from A Practical Joker's got a fucking Pokemon card stolen, who gives a shit? I'd be like, yeah, I kind of agree
would
with Tom Brady.
Would you report it?
Yeah, you got to do it for insurance.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, that's the other thing, too.
Like, would you take the insurance payout? Because then you're going to get a bad PR hit, too.
I would not only take the payout, I'd inflate. I'd be like, he also took a fucking Digibus card or whatever the fuck. Thing. I'd be like, he stole four of them. I don't know what to tell you. I was robbed of $40,000 worth of fucking Pokemon cards. He took a what's the name of a Pokemon?
Charizard, like
Charizard,
the same card that got stolen from Mark.
Yeah, let's not bring that up. Like, when I get called in on a fucking on a court case.
All right.
But it got me thinking, you know, maybe we have a history, TSD, of helping people out. And what if we did a benefit?
You can't even say it.
For Tom Brady to raise some funds to make up for that lost Charizard.
You know what? I'm in. Let's do it. Let's fucking send him a check for $10,000. I'm down.
That'd Speaking of benefit pods, we do have a benefit pod coming up this Christmas. We have two aunts. First time ever we're doing something for two people in need, and the cause is cancer. This year, Christmas cancer.
We've never done two people at once?
No.
Christmas cancer.
Christmas cancer.
There's not a better name for it.
I don't mean to laugh. No, I didn't mean to. I didn't say that was the working title.
Okay.
But the cause this year is cancer.
It's cancer. Right. Okay. All right. Great.
So we have a listener who reached out to me, him and his brother, big time TSD listeners.
Nice.
And his brother got sick.
Okay.
He contacted me in the summer. See if there was anything that TSD could do. And unfortunately, since the summer and us announcing this, his brother has passed away.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, man. Hey, man. I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah. But,
that's rough.
You know, his wife and his children will be getting a portion, half of the band camp Right. Christmas.
Minus 10 grand.
For Tom?
Yeah,
Tom.
Yeah.
No, no. We got to do our own. We got to play it up. Look. Okay. So we want to play it up so like it gets on Tom's radar.
Yeah. I don't think he'll care.
If he wouldn't be touched if all of a sudden, no. Just some podcast was
like, I think a guy like that is used to people going out of their way to help him, and he'd be like, great.
He would have – it would not stir anything in his heart?
No, I don't think so.
Wow.
Why would – he'd probably be like, why the fuck are they doing it for me?
Because of all the joy he's giving everybody across the world.
It's like Santa Claus
one
over
team.
Here.
I mean, like
– two teams.
Yeah, okay, you're right, I guess.
And – well, anyway, the other person that we're doing – that is getting the second half of the Bandcamp sales, 100% of the portions – of the Bandcamp sales are going to these two aunts. The other one is a listener who has a child who's got cancer. And so this is going to be kind of convoluted for listeners. So please, please just pay attention. The only way to do this is to give them the file. They put it up on Bandcamp. And so this way the money goes directly into their bank account. So we're going to break it up into two parts.
Mm-hmm.
Part one is going to go to one aunt, and part two will go to the other aunt. So you have to, it'll be, I believe, $4.99 part one, $4.99 part two. So you're going to have to buy two purchases, and it's going to come out in December. Probably, I'm thinking December 20th. Mm-hmm. Give us enough time to get it all ready, and
great.
We'll announce it again on a future episode. But there will be a little bit of work, and I know it's going to. I know this. Just throwing in this. They have to make two purchases. It's enough to make people go,
what?
I don't understand this.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
It's going to be – I know I'm going to have to hold some hands.
Well, hopefully part one is good because then they won't go to back to part two, and part two recipient will be like, what the fuck?
Well, we're doing – I think you're going to need part two to fully appreciate it because it is a 1-3 tournament. So in part one, you're going to get to meet all the participants. You're going to hear some stories. But in part two, you're going to find out who wins – the fucking
right.
tourney.
Great.
So,
and they'll be available at the same time. So they can both, just buy
yeah,
them.
They
yeah.
both drop at the same exact time.
Great.
And I believe we're just calling it Tell 'em Steve Dave Christmas 2025 Part 1 and Tell 'em Steve Dave Christmas 2025 Part 2. Nice and simple.
Yeah, it seems easy enough.
Simple. Yeah. Keep it simple.
Right.
Stupid.
Kiss. All right. Nice.
Oh, did you see that that Gene Simmons and Kid Rock are going to have their own halftime show for Turning Point USA?
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
I can't imagine that.
Those two teaming up?
Yeah, they don't seem like a good fit. And I can't imagine people like changing the channel all that, you know, and trying to find it. What station will it be on?
Or I'm not sure.
Internet
probably
only.
It's probably internet only, yeah, I would imagine.
I'm surprised you do this because it could be an anemic
yeah,
turnout.
But
and then you kind of look like stupid.
Put aside who's doing it and why. It's an idea I'm surprised hasn't been done before. It's pretty interesting.
Well, I mean, there's a history of people like saying, hey, turnover. MTV used to have those death matches, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you turn over at halftime, there has been a history
yeah, but
of
it's,
people
that's
like,
different
change
from
a
being
channel.
Like, we're doing our own halftime show.
Yes.
That's
yes.
a fl- – like, yeah. it's kind of an interesting idea. Like, if somebody was doing it, if there was an artist that I liked that was doing it, I would probably – I'd probably turn and watch it.
Like they used to have the lingerie bowl and the puppy yeah. bowl.
Well, like if Tom Petty was like, look, man, I'm doing my own halftime show, if he was still mm-hmm. alive, obviously, I would be like, well, yeah, of course I'm watching that.
Right.
It's an interesting idea. Yeah, I kind of get it.
I know the person's name who's playing the halftime show. I can only imagine.
Bad Bunny.
I've never heard a song, though. I imagine it's not like Kiss then, Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny has defiantly said that he will only sing in Spanish. He's going to sing the whole halftime show in Spanish for some reason.
You know
reason.
What, though? I mean, you know what Gene should do?
What's that?
I'm only going to sing fucking...
In Hebrew.
I'm only going to sing Deuce in... what's Deuce in Spanish, Deuce?
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
And what... And Turning Point USA?
Yeah, uno, dos, tres, cuatros?
What is Turning Point USA?
That's the Charlie Kirk
organization. Okay, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. So that continues.
That continues obviously. On under his
That's what his wife is
and,
saying.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But yeah, I'm looking at this poster. It doesn't have Gene's name on it, but in the article I read, it was Gene was thinking about joining.
It?
I thought he was thinking about joining.
Or putting some money behind it?
Maybe.
You know, I'm just going to go to the bathroom when during the halftime.
The whole time?
Like, yeah, because usually I hold it.
Yeah, okay.
During the whole game, so I don't miss anything.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter who's performing. That's why I missed those tits back in the early.
Janet Jackson?
Yeah, I was in the bathroom.
Wardrobe malfunction?
I was dropping a deuce.
Nice.
Or a dose. And I missed the tits.
Two down.
What a big thing that was, huh?
Yeah.
That was massive.
Wow. Yeah.
A little nipple and everybody went nuts. And you could hardly see it.
Because it's so unexpected.
It really was unexpected during a halftime show, sure.
Yeah. We're way past that as a society. We've degraded way past that now.
You don't think if someone like upped the ante and they showed their sack on during a halftime, it wouldn't be as
that'd be pretty
incendiary as the
I think
tits.
That would be more than the tit. Well, like on a Raw last week. One of the Charlotte Flair, Ric Flair's daughter, like her boob full out popped out on TV. And it wasn't like
what, meltdowns?
No meltdowns.
No.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So maybe we
has a boner ever popped out? Because I imagine everybody writhing all over each other and everything. I would imagine that it's hard to suppress an erection.
I've never seen a boner pop out. I'm looking at this footage. You don't even see her nipple. It's covered.
Yeah, it has like a start kind of thing on it.
Oh, you're talking about Janet Jackson?
All these years we've been hearing about Nipplegate, and there's not even nipple?
Well, that's why they say it was predetermined. It was definitely on purpose, and she knew she was going to cover
why,
it
up. Why, is she saying that that's not true?
Well, initially they said it was an accident.
Right.
Wardrobe malfunction, don't you remember?
Yeah, I guess you're right, yeah. But that her nipple's not even out, so what are people upset about?
Because you can – if it's close enough, you can see it. But she has like a huge like nipple star ring thing around it.
But this is before HGTV as well, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, what the fuck did you even see? Wow, I'm surprised.
Well, you know, you fill in the blanks, Q. Like people were like, I saw it all. Every inch.
But the people who are saying that, are like, well, you certainly thought. The fact that he used the word supple is shocking. I'm surprised that her nipple – I guess I never really watched that before, but –
Charlotte Flair wardrobe malfunction. What do you got? Safe search on or something? Get him? Where's that nip slip? God damn it.
Yeah. And she handled it with good humor, actually.
Which one? The wrestler or the
Charlotte Flair, yeah. She was like, I guess I'll start wearing my dad's robes or something when I wrestle. I don't know. It's funny.
I was wondering also, another thing about Columbo. I remember you and Get Him saying that you thought he had autism.
Yes.
I think he may also have ADD because it's either on purpose or he cannot pay attention. Like, cause somebody will ask him something and it'll be like, yeah, this turntable you have over here. Like he'll ignore whatever questions people are asking him. You think that's on purpose?
Yes. And I would disagree on the, what'd you call it? ADHD?
ADD. Yeah.
ADD. I think it's the exact opposite. He only focuses on the exact things he wants to focus on and he never lets off of them.
Right.
Like that's not –
like this incidental shit I'm not even going to worry about.
Yeah, yeah. To me, it's like he's laser focused on the things that he sees as suspect and he won't let them go. And
so
that
it would be
is not the sign.
The opposite of ADD then. Okay.
But he eats the same thing. If you notice, he eats chili a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a sign of somebody who wants the same consistency in their food and the same food over and over again.
Right.
Right? Get him? You're laughing, but it's true.
I mean, you're talking to a human garbage can that'll eat anything. It was autism. Yeah. Gotta have that same consistency.
And you're talking to the man who thinks Denny's steak is the highest.
Me and Gideon went to Denny's the other night.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since I've been at Denny's, I must say. They've kind of lost me for a good decade.
Where'd you find one?
Route 18.
Oh, okay.
And I just fucking roll the dice, and sometimes it comes up sevens.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, one of the best steaks I've ever had.
All right, man. What type of steak was it?
Soft.
Just soft and brown.
Well done.
Yeah.
It was good. Really good. So Denny's is back on the fucking
nice,
on the
man.
List.
Life is a circle, you know? Time is a flat disc.
But I want – did you guys not hear about – or did you guys – I saw you getting your fingers going. Are you going to go for an ad?
I was looking for ads. Yeah.
Oh, you feel your ad finger twitching.
I know. like my pussy finger. Got to tickle it. You want to hold on to it or you want me to go?
Do your ad. Okay, yeah. Okay. I know you're jonesing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got my wife staring at me over here. Fellas, you already know what time it is. It's time to level up, and Blue Chew just dropped something crazy. I'm talking next level championship belt gold plated crazy. Blue Chew Gold is the newest innovation from the number one chewable ED brand. This ain't your grandpa's little blue pill. This is the four in what? God, my grandfather's been dead for fucking decades. What is he talking about?
He never got to see the birth of the...
He got his boners the old fashioned.
He never got to see the birth of the pill that could give your... your Johnny a little pick-me-up.
Mm-hmm.
He never got to experience that. He had, like she says, he had to work at it
hard.
Go
the old school way,
He had to, like, you know,
crank
it up.
Get up there, you son of a bitch.
Crank it up like old Betsy and shit. It took a while.
So what's gold about it? What makes gold? It gold?
Oh, well, let me tell you something. Two ingredients for blood flow to keep that rocket pumping mixed with apomorphine and oxytocin to keep up the arousal and connection in your brain and body. Blue Chew Gold dissolves under your tongue and works in as little as 15 minutes. That means you can get it on quicker and stay in the game longer. Elevation without hesitation. Yeah, they have some.
It sounds like it's an antidepressant in there.
I know, right? They added some chemicals in there that we're not smart enough to understand, but they know what they're doing.
They'll just kept my dick hard and keep it hard.
That's all you need to know.
That's all I need to know.
Yep, don't worry about the ingredients. This is peak passion and peak performance in a single tablet. Next time she sends you a you up, text answer with a picture of Blue Chew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You up.
Blue Chew's turning bedroom performance. Blue Chew's turning bedroom.
Holy shit.
Boy. Oh, God. Get him
I think
some
I'm
gold.
Stroking
Get
out.
Him some gold.
Yeah.
Get his cock
need some boner pills. Blue Chew's turning bedroom performance into an Olympic sport. I can't say it.
What the hell is going on over there?
Go for the gold.
This is usually my gig.
Talking boners here. Why do I got to read all this shit? As soon as you say boner, you should have everybody's attention. If your bed could talk after this, it'd be asking for a break and full ignition in 15 minutes or less. All right. I read all that. Make your life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com. And here's the special deal for listeners. Get 10% off your first month of Blue Chew Gold with code TESD. That's promo code GO. That's promo code. That's promo code.
He's getting red in the face.
Gold, TESD. I know. I'm getting flushed. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. All right. I'm not even sure if they're going to pay for that one.
They will.
Let's see. What do we got here? Ridge. Black Friday sale coming up.
Nice.
Don't say anything negative, Walt. I can't cut this. tell a story about the wallet you had before, Ridge. Was it a giant crusty leather brick that was falling apart? No, it was not. I had a money clip. That's what I used. Like, and it wasn't really that helpful with all the credit cards, though, like Ridge's.
Right.
Did your lower back hurt from sitting on a giant brick all day? Were you sitting unevenly? You probably already know that Ridge is known for their unique, slim, modern wallets. Well, Ridge just took their game-changing wallet and made it even better. Say hello to Ridge 2.0.
Woo!
Uh-huh.
We get these? I want one.
Okay. I'll talk to the advertisement lady about it, see what she can do.
Nice.
Ridge has been perfecting the wallet for 12 years, and everything is better on the Ridge 2.0. It's 10% lighter. Every gram matters in the Ridge wallet 2.0. They found the perfect balance. They made it more modular with improved cash straps, money clips, and the AirTag attachments. Improved surface design with tonal logos and matching plated cash straps. God damn it. That sounds sweet.
Hot diggity dog.
Made with premium materials like aluminum, titanium, and carbon fiber. Holds up to 12 cards plus cash. Over 50 colors and styles to choose from. Well, you can even get a wallet that has an NFL, MLB, or college team on it. That's your thing. Get a little Lions.
That is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's my thing. And Ridge is not my new thing.
Christ, that must have been some steak. This guy's in a mood.
He really is. Does it give you peace of mind knowing that all Ridge wallets have RFID blocking technology, keeping you safe from digital pickpocketers?
Yeah.
That's a good
I've
thing.
Always thought that was like an urban myth.
Like they can't do it?
That like I'm always like very suspect that like somebody could steal all my shit from their car.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Ginnam's busting out something. This is his RF. That's how you can lift people's cart. So he has something that you can steal people's credit card numbers.
So how do you think we went to Denny's? I'm not paying for this asshole. And I wanted a steak. It's on BQ tonight, Ginnam. Get whatever you want. It was, you were in the office last week. We got all your info.
He's just sees Denny's Red Robin.
Why do you have that?
My father's community uses these to get in and out of the building.
Yeah.
And they want $250 for a brand new card.
Yeah.
So I duplicate them for him, for him and his girlfriend when they lose their cards.
Nice. And so what? How much did that device cost you?
$8.
$8. So for $8, you had an irresponsible or somebody who didn't have – who had ulterior motives. You could be taking everybody's information in the airport plaza right now.
Yeah.
Well, you got to be pretty close, right?
You can't – have to like brush up against them.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not that hard.
But what do you
– Not with the, yeah, they
you're used to doing that, brushing up against random people in the
– How do you transfer that – once you scan their thing, how do you transfer it to a new card for them to use?
I just hold it against the thing and hit right. There's a read button and a write button.
Look at that.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it's not an urban myth.
No.
That's why we need to get the rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all across America. Just a simple Ridge wallet – can eliminate
you eating steak.
No, can eliminate the theft of all your personal information.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not worth it? Of course it's worth it.
It's definitely worth it.
For sure.
Then get your shit stolen.
Yeah. Right.
Get all your shit stolen.
Don't come crying to us.
Yeah.
If you're not using a Ridge wallet.
We told you and you didn't listen.
Ginnam's eating caviar and you're fucking
on your dime?
Yeah. You're the sucker. You're the idiot.
Losing your wallet is the worst, but you have a Ridge tracker card. You'll know exactly where it is before panic mode kicks in. Give the gifts that stay out of the junk drawer. So, for a limited time, Ridge is having their huge Black Friday sale. Head to Ridge.com, get up to 47% off your order. That is by far the biggest discount they've given all year. That's Ridge.com for up to 47% off your order during their biggest sale of the year. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support the show and tell them that Tell Them Steve Dave sent you.
I have an ad too, if you guys don't mind.
Yeah,
sure.
Cullen Bunn, he released a novel, and I read it, and it's fucking. If you like horror, it's he created a monster that I've never like. He created a brand new fucking. Creature. I was like, holy shit, man! Like I never. This is so cool, and it's so creepy.
Is it a graphic novel or
no? Prose? It's a novel written. Okay. It's called Bones of Our Stars, Blood of Our World by Cullen Bunn, and it is like. It's set up for sequels too, which I like.
Yeah.
But the monster is fucking dope. I don't want to, I'll tell you guys all it, but it's fucking weird, man, and creepy and shit. Nice. It's like old school Stephen King, like when he was going for creep factor.
Right.
Yeah.
Before woke factor.
Before, well, is he still doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Where can you get it?
Anywhere. Amazon. Like it's out there. It's in bookstores. Okay. Simon & Schuster put it out. There you go.
Good for him.
Yeah, yeah, and I read it. I read it in like two nights.
Did you keep up with Cullen? I haven't heard from him since we finished.
I haven't talked to him in a while. And then recently, very recently, we reconnected. And nice. I said, "What's going on? How you been?" And he said, "I have a book coming out." I said, "Send it to me. I want to read it." He sent it. I read
He's
it.
He's like, "Buy it."
It wasn't out yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got like one of those preview copies. You know what I mean? Yeah, fucking dope. It's really good. It's really good. I'll stake my reputation.
I hope
on
it does
that.
Well for him. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is. He is a good dude. You said you had a second thing, Walt?
Yeah, I was inundated. My email inbox blew up. I was getting texts from Tom and some other people. When the news broke, I'm surprised you guys didn't hear about this. Did you hear that laboratory findings, data without a doubt, shows that Hitler had a micropenis.
Without a doubt now.
Fuck yeah. Good. Good. Good.
Now, that I think that's everybody's initial reaction when they hear that. They're like, yeah. Even I was like, good, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad that fucking monster.
Well, yeah, then you have to think, if he didn't have a micropenis.
That's the exact same thing I was thinking.
Would all of this have happened?
Would this data even be released or would it be suppressed? If they were like, hey, you know what? let's say you, let's say BQ opened up your own laboratory. Right?
Yeah.
You're like BQ Tech.
Yeah, BQT.
And you guys got a grant to, I don't know, to do some research on on Hitler's.
I have a PhD in that one.
Hitler's DNA or whatever to find out about. And I don't know why in this day and age with all the ills of the world, we're still looking to see what kind of how big Hitler's cock was. But
it's like, doesn't everybody hate him already? Like, what else do you need to know?
But and the data came back and you're like, all right, your best scientist comes into the fucking office. He's like, all right, let me hear it. Micropenis, right? And he's like, well, Q, just the opposite.
Giant hog.
It sounds like it. You know, the dad is saying that, like, he had the kind of cock that Fräuleins would leave their husbands and families for.
But Johnny Wadd's just a shame.
I'd have to release it.
You would release that.
I think that the world would burn. I think that it would destabilize segments of society because people would be like – people would start to have a respect for him.
You would release it, though.
I think people have the right to know the truth.
Yeah, but you're going to take a massive PR hit, though, as like, guess that's...
I'm not here for good PR. I'm here for the truth about a penis.
I feel like that if the data was to show the exact opposite of micro, I feel like a lot of laboratories would not release their findings. I think it does them no good. Only puts them under the spotlight of being...
What about the pursuit of like truth and science?
I just results were inconclusive.
You remember COVID,
most likely,
right?
most likely right. Micropenis, but we're not 100% sure. That, I'd fall back on that.
Most likely. But what if it comes out? What if a scientist is
whistleblower?
You got a whistleblower.
Before
Congress.
The BioQ Tech might be pulled in front of fucking.
And suddenly I'm there like on fucking C-SPAN.
You're in front of the Senate, yeah.
Yeah, like, and I have to answer as to why I suppressed the truth.
I think public perception is worth being pulled in front of Congress at a Senate meeting hearing
maybe.
Over why you – but again, unless Congress funded the study.
Sure.
I don't think they care though if you didn't tell the truth or you didn't reveal the data's results. Now, do you think – going on the other hand, like just got me thinking. Do you think if he didn't have one – would things have been different?
Well, that
for
was
him?
The point that I made. That's the point I was making at first. You misinterpreted it. I said, I think if he didn't have a micropenis, the Holocaust never happens. I'm not even being a dick. Like I believe.
Why
it's a
do you
chance.
Think that? I thought of that too. I didn't know. You're pretty cocksure.
Yeah.
I didn't
check the DNA on that one,
but. Like I just pondered. I had no idea to know if – like I posed the question to myself and I couldn't answer it. Would – but you seem to fall under if it was of the length and girth that was like the quote-unquote
– if it was a fat Vienna dick, sausage, yeah. It was the diamond dick.
That he would have been – his thoughts and would not have been on like I have to exterminate 6 million people.
I don't think so. I don't think he cares about power. He's like, I already have the ultimate power. A giant fucking donkey dick. And I think I'm not even being a dick. Like, I've seen how big dicks affect dudes. I've seen how little dicks affect dudes. I've seen how medium dicks affect dudes. Like, it's all, you know, when you have, it's called big dick energy for a reason, man. You got that hog, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. You feel better than every man in every room you're in.
And you don't have to like call into question their ethnicity or
you're not worried about the economy. You've got a giant fucking 12-inch hog. You just don't.
Yeah, you're just like, hey, everything's good, bro.
I won.
Kumbaya.
I didn't need to
check
start
this
a war
out.
To win. A war to
you
win.
Just slap it That's out. It. And, you know, yeah. We don't have to go to war.
What
check
are
you
going to
war
out. For? I won. I got guys. We don't need to develop the A bomb because I have it. I got the D bomb in my pants.
So instead, people are like Hitler. Why are we going to war? And he's like, no reason.
Yeah, exactly. Because I need power. I need power over other men. I need to be the man.
Right.
But you don't need to be the man if you're already the man.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. That's a good fucking argument.
Yeah, thank you.
You should bring. You should write a paper on that. Maybe get it
published. Oh, I have several. Yeah,
they won't publish it. Yeah. Scholarly journals won't take it.
I've been laughed out of rooms.
Scoffed.
By small dick scientists.
And you know what? I got a feeling they all scientists are small dick scientists.
Man, what are they doing with that
always
time?
Looking to fucking trump somebody with a fucking
– yeah.
Look how smart I am.
I could get us to the fucking moon. Can you? Look at this.
And they're working on shit like Blue Chew to make it bigger.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. It made me wonder.
I'm not kidding either. I would bet good money that he had a tiny dick, but even before this.
I asked Tom. I was like, I can't believe they still have DNA. Where are they getting the DNA from to even fucking do this study? And Tom said there was blood on a pillow.
I think we talked about this once, and they – weren't they not 100% sure if it was his blood on it? Didn't we talk about this recently?
We haven't really spoken about it. I know right. Hitler news and Hitler learned something new every day.
Anything.
We haven't learned something new in quite some time.
Yeah. Well, this is good. All right. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that they have Hitler's DNA. Like, that doesn't
– really?
That would make sense to me.
I would think there's nothing
doctors,
left.
I mean, when you're the president of whatever the fuck he was of like, there's doctors who were – all over your shit, making sure you're okay and stuff like that. Blood tests.
You think they saved all that shit back from the 40s?
I don't think it's unlike. I don't. I think someone that noticeable, I wouldn't be surprised if some German guy was like, "I got his blood. I'm keeping."
When I heard this story broke, I told Thomas, like, I thought they went after like genealogy. What's that called? Genealogy, like somebody's. Like some of his ancestors.
Yeah, they're not going to step forward to fucking take part in that.
So what happened was it was a
my great 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 uncle had a small dick, but I don't.
I take it after my mother's side.
It skipped a generation, I swear.
It was a war trophy that was recovered by a U.S. serviceman, and they confirmed it with relatives of Hitler to make sure that the DNA matched.
DNA was on a trophy.
Yeah, they found
he came on a trophy.
No, it was from the bunker he killed himself.
Oh. So he jerked off on him fucking.
Yes, that's what happened.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. He was on the what did he?
It was. That's the couch from the bunker where he killed himself.
But how did an American fucking soldier get there?
Because they got there first. So.
I thought the Germans. I mean, the Russians got there first. That was the whole fucking point.
He was allowed by by Soviet forces. Lieutenant.
To take a pillow?
General Kearney, yes. Roswell P. Rosengren, who was an officer for General Eisenhower.
Wow.
So it stayed in his family till they put it up for sale in 2014.
Fuck, man.
So why
it's now in the Gettysburg Museum in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So what part of the DNA do you target to see the size of a member? To me, I'm like, that's mad science shit.
You have to know how to narrow it down to the dick gene.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I'm like, are we sure this is real fucking data? Are we just trying to piss off some neo-Nazis? Stick their finger in their eye. Yeah, because I'm like, really, why are we spending the money to do this? Like, why the time, the money, the effort? Just because you know you just want to fucking publish that and make it go viral that, you know, he had a small dick.
Mission accomplished. I mean, this is on CNN.
I'm sure he's fucking looking up from hell right now to being like, God damn it. They found out.
God damn
it. All that for nothing.
And it's probably research that came from all the Nazi scientists that came over in Operation Paperclip.
The ultimate irony.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Shit, man.
But yeah, you like what tests are being done that can decipher that kind of information?
Well, it's about – because I was just scanning a bit and it's about the condition that he had leaves certain markers in your DNA. Like
he had a certain condition.
That's a condition.
Kallmann syndrome. Congenital hypo – I'm not even going to try to pronounce that word. I couldn't even read the goddamn ad earlier.
You can't read Ridge.
I know.
You're not going to get that out.
I'm not going to get that one.
It says one of his genes had a mutation. So,
fuck it.
Olympics. We're Olympics.
I don't know. I wonder if this is data that you can bank as irrefutable science.
So this says that
because no one's going to fucking call you on it.
No,
as soon as you try to like debunk it, you're like, "Oh, hello, Nazi!"
Well,
sympathizer.
Right? Yeah, you're right. Cancel him. Well, look, he either did or he didn't, right? Yeah. And now we have some evidence that's suggesting he did. So why not just
– who cares? It's a good day.
It's a great day. Yeah.
But like I said, though, I wonder if it's even legitimate news, though.
Well, it says here – can you back it up a little bit, Gidim? We're right there. It says that whatever syndrome he had –
He has a syndrome, huh?
Kallmann syndrome.
Yeah, and boys –
Did you have that? Or is that – what's your autism called? Is that that? Asperger. Okay. I thought it was Collins. I thought you said it was – I thought it was Collingwood syndrome. You spend all day trying to fucking broker deals for garbage to make up for a small cock. Right. I got over on him. I got this $5 Zippo for fucking three.
Big dick energy, boys.
It says with the syndrome in boys, these conditions can delay puberty and cause undescended testicles.
Ooh, he had one ball. But I thought that's because it was blown off by Tom Cruise in that movie. Valkyrie? Remember Valkyrie, that movie? Didn't he blow off Hitler's nut?
That I don't recall.
Yeah, because he brought a bomb into a meeting and he placed the bomb underneath the Ginnam knows what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah,
Valkyrie?
Yeah. Valkyrie, yeah.
Get on, Mike.
But it also said he had a bad sense of smell as well. Hitler.
I got a great sense of smell.
Yeah, well, yeah. And amongst other things. Yeah,
that's like, that's smell it, hear that? That's big dick energy.
Smelling big dicks, boys.
Not congested.
I can smell one a mile away.
I was in Denny's the other night.
Oh, see that guy over? See that guy over there in that booth over there? Get him. He's got one.
Guy's eating, looking at you too. Like,
he's at the next table.
You can hear.
But going back to the one ball, though, didn't that happen during an assassination attempt?
Just look up the movie Valkyrie, man. See if it says anything.
I remember, Tom Cruise brought in a bomb, and it didn't work, and Hitler got away. But missing one ball, though, I thought.
I never heard that.
Did you see the movie?
I don't think so.
No.
Should I?
Well, if we're asking AI.
It's a Tom Cruise movie. They're all good.
I mean, if it involves one of Hitler's balls getting blown off, I'm in. Valkyrie, one testicle, the failed assassination. The bomb was planted.
Went off.
Yeah, but the guy who planted the bomb had one ball. Tom Cruise had one ball, according to this.
Oh, I think all Germans have one ball fucking in the 40s. I think in the 40s. I mean, right. I'm not saying now, but in the 40s.
Right.
I think
if we have any German listeners, we know you have two balls.
Yeah, we heard
They're
it.
Grandfathers, though. They might have had.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
So your grandfathers got up to bad shit. Can't defend them.
Yeah, your grandfathers were up to some fucking really sketchy crap.
Yeah, some fucking crazy shit, man. Yeah.
I don't think we have any German listeners.
No?
I don't think so. Well, on Patreon, at least. Because when I sent out all the gifts, I...
Never send them to Germany,
I remember ever sending one to Germany.
Huh.
So it says his report in 1923 that he had an undescended testicle, which would have been before the bombing. So.
Let's say he wanted to get a vasectomy. Would that change anything if he had one?
I'm not the person to ask about that.
I think I know the guy to go to.
Yeah.
There's a guy? We got a guy?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad you asked.
Oh, man.
I had
he's got two. They just don't shoot.
Oh, no. I've heard about the vasectomy. Of course. Yeah. Who hasn't?
I don't want to paint a picture that he just shoots blanks. Yeah. But everything looks normal, though.
It's still a tidal wave. There's just no fish in it.
From a first glance, he looks normal, but
he looks very.
If you do a little digging,
yeah. The chamber's empty.
Yeah,
I had a second Hitler story, Walt. Second Hitler story, yeah.
It's a little Hitler heavy.
He's back, baby.
Walmart under
fire. It's been years since we discussed him. Mm-hmm.
Walmart under fire for selling shirt that many say shows a Nazi-esque salute.
Well, well, well.
Oh.
Here, I'll show you that.
Oh, yeah. I could see it.
Now, there's also a reverse image where, like in this image, Jesus there's a Christ. White hand going over a black hand saying paper beats rock.
Yeah, I see it. Well, here's the thing.
But then there's also a reverse image one on the white shirt where the black hand is covering up the white hand.
Yeah.
That is probably most likely an oversight by Walmart. I'm sure that's not on the rack at Walmart. I bet you that's on Walmart.com.
Oh, like somebody else is making the shirt?
Yes. And,
okay.
Yeah, because they fucking – Walmart sometimes has Tell 'em Steve Dave merch on it.
Yeah. That's worse.
And I know they don't have any Walmart fucking right. on
we're
the peg.
Any, we're not seeing any residuals.
Well, I've gone into many Walmarts. I've always looked. I'm like, I wonder where the Tell 'em Steve Dave section is.
Where's your section? Tell 'em Steve Dave section?
Because they have fucking shirts up there. Mm-hmm. And it's from some private seller who has no authorization, but – Walmart just hasn't caught them yet. So that
right.
could be
it says right. It says right. You're right. Because it says right there. The listing had been done through a
Oh, my.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
There's something wrong with me today. Through a third party and had been removed immediately as soon as it had been flagged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what's the story then? Is it just to fucking take a dig at Walmart? They did what they are supposed to do. They found it. They removed it.
Mm-hmm. For a shirt that's like kind of like
– oh, it's pretty egregious.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Like what about the salute?
Isn't that
it looks
black
like a black power fist and it looks like the
salute. That's just as egregious as it gets.
But if it was just a fist, it would be okay. It's the Nazi salute?
Well, I think even if the arm was like straight – mm-hmm. out, like horizontal instead of like up in the air like every Nazi did.
Right.
It would be like – I think that would be okay.
Mm-hmm. It's the angle of the hand.
It's the exact angle of the hand. And it is – that does look like a black power fist.
It says shirts sold online at Walmart.com featured images and slogans that are used by white supremacists online.
But if the truth came out and it was just some dope who made it on AI and didn't see it, I would also be like, yeah, I guess.
It wouldn't make sense.
Yeah. I don't. Most people can see it, though.
I agree with you.
I don't think anybody's that dopey in this day and age.
Oh, I disagree with that.
Yeah, definitely.
That they don't see it.
That there aren't dopey people. Well, hey, there's tons of dopey people out there. That's got that.
It does look awfully close. The Aryan fist or white power fist looks awfully similar.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that's why. That's pretty nuts.
Oh, speaking, I had to ask you, Walt. Are you still a Lions fan? I see you're wearing a Lions jersey.
No, it's a hoodie.
Hoodie.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And that's just a lion?
This is a player's own fashion line now.
Oh, I see.
His name is Hutch, and he's started his own fashion, right. Like hoodies and t-shirts, and I ordered my exclusive Hutch merchandise.
Nice.
I'm still a Lions fan.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, well, you thought in the last 2 weeks I abandoned the –
I think it might have been in the last few days.
Why? What happened?
Lions Amon-Ra St. Brown breaks out Trump dance while pointing to the president in a box after a touchdown. Now, I thought the Trump dance was I thought it was banned. I thought all dances were banned in the NFL.
Oh, no. They're
allowed to dance?
They're allowed to dance.
Hmm. So he broke out in the Trump dance during Sunday's game.
He did apologize for anybody he might have offended, but
did he really?
Yeah, he did say though that there's only so many opportunities to dance in front of the president, and he was not going to miss the opportunity after scoring a touchdown.
I have not to get an opportunity yet to dance in front of the president.
If I ever had the opportunity, you know, I could fucking cut up a rug.
I know, I've seen
and
it.
I remember
the sixth grade dance.
I am going to break out my velour shirt, and I am going to fucking president. May I have this dance? And we are going to fucking. we're gonna turn some heads.
Yeah.
I don't care which president it is.
Right.
Democrat or Republican.
But I thought they were doing this anyway. I thought like the Trump dance was a thing. Like didn't we see like a bunch of like
I did not even know that. When I saw this live, I had no idea. I didn't know that was I didn't know that was associated with the president. It looked like he was like drying his butt, like
with
a towel.
Yeah.
Right.
Like what's a pantomime?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it looked like to
me.
Oh,
the whole team's doing it.
Yeah.
All right.
But this is the same guy one night. Well, like we watched the games together, and he scored a touchdown, and he said some tough words that only certain people are allowed to say, mm-hmm. and it got caught on mic.
Right.
And I was like, that's going to go viral. And I go, I really love Amon St. Brown. He's a great player. And I asked him, I was like, can I buy that shirt if what he just said, like kind of the rallying cry? Because, you know, and he was like, no, you can't buy that shirt.
Can't buy it.
No, not me. I couldn't wear it.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm. Unfair.
No, I get it. I get it. It was like he screamed into the camera. He goes, "I run this shit." And then a word.
A soft day.
and I said again, I was like, "Oh man, that's fucking look how fucking excited he is." Like I bet you that's going to be. They're going to make a lot of bootleg shirts,
right?
About that, and his quote. And I was like, "Can I buy that shirt and wear it?" And he was like, "No, you should not buy that shirt and wear it."
What about this one? Pointing to the paper beats rock.
Not that one either.
I run this plaza.
That is not true, though. I bow to everybody in this plaza.
Oh, there it is. Hot Mike catches Amon Ross St. Brown. They should be able to say that. What's the big deal?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Oh, but yeah. But I just – like I was so pumped, though, that I was like, I want that on a shirt.
Right.
that better, the excitement after seeing him score kind of got pulled back to reality. I got caught up in
just
the moment.
Like Germany in the 1930s. You got caught up.
Ooh, what else do I have? Declan flies planes. Did you know that? Have you talked to Declan about that?
He's going to get his pilot license.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
What do you think of that?
So he's going to take
flying around Ireland.
Like a Cessna?
Yeah, probably a little one, I would think.
Mm-hmm. He's going to fly over in like a one-man prop plane and visit the airport plaza, you said?
The crippled Charles Lindbergh.
That would be amazing. Like,
you hear him coming in.
He's not even walking. Why are you? This looks like something the Muppets would fly. Right. Yeah. It would be cool if he did that, though. Like, he pulled, like, an Amelia Earhart
thing. Yeah, and tried to come
and
over.
And disappeared?
Well, she had some success.
I'm going down.
Oh. He's on an island. Like, he crashes on an island, like a deserted island. And he just sees her bones. Ooh. Yeah, and he knows he's fucked.
I said that the other day. I was like, why is Amelia Earhart so revered when she fucked up?
I think
she did a lot.
She tried it a lot before.
Her accomplishments before she disappeared garnered her.
Oh, that's
fame
what did it.
That,
yeah. I'm not really familiar with Amelia Earhart, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah, she was.
All I know is her last attempt. And
she was. She was pretty accomplished, and it was crazy back then. Like they had her last transmission or something, right?
And they thought I think back then they were like you could still fly off the edge of the world and shit.
No, I don't know.
It wasn't that early?
No.
But that's what happened to her.
No.
I thought it was real early on, though.
Yeah, by the time they invented flight, we kind of knew what was going on, I guess. Wasn't it like – when did she go disappearing? What year?
I'm going to say 1900.
37.
Oh.
Nooch!
Nooch! Nooch!
Just below Kittim's ears.
Oh, there she goes.
You go, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl power.
Well, didn't
girl
she
boss.
Have like a, she had like a man on the plane with her, right?
Did she?
Wasn't like – didn't she have a
– He didn't offer any help, did he?
That's what I'm saying. He probably –
he's
he
one
probably
fucked fuck, up.
He was like, let me take that. I'll handle it. And then fucking
– let a man do this.
Yeah, step aside. Little one, I got this. Yeah, little birdie. And then just fucking crashed. She probably would have been fine if she was on her own, you know?
I heard that she was like, he fucked it up because she took a nap. And she was like, you take the fucking wheel.
Yeah.
And while she was sleeping, he fucked it up.
He just fucked it up.
Yeah.
And how did we learn this?
I heard that she got a period. And had to take care of that, so she handed over the plane.
She
for
was in
a
the
second.
Back plugging it up.
Yeah, and then it crashed into the ocean. So that's just what I heard.
Oh, that's why you can't have female pilots.
They might get their
they might get their period
flight. Yeah. You know what? We're laughing, but like that was like. That was
at one point.
Oh, at one point, like there was like a fucking Pan Am pilot going, what?
Yeah.
Like he was sipping a martini, like a fucking 300,000 miles. And he's like, she's going to get a period right in the middle of the flight. Oh, God.
Yeah. When I went to Scotland, it was interesting. I went to like a medical museum.
Yeah.
And the one thing that stuck out was like in like 1900, there was like one female doctor or something. Like yeah. they just would not let them in to the medical schools. They would not trust them.
Yeah.
Like what a weird time, man.
I agree with not trusting them, but you got to let yeah. them to the medical school. It's funny. I watched Frankenstein, the new one, but also I watched the original.
Boris.
And the scene where Fritz comes in and steals the brain into that classroom. I was like, wow, there's a lot of female students in that classroom, which I found surprising. Like almost.
Oh, you think it was inaccurate?
No, I'm saying the opposite of what Brian's saying. Like, I think.
But was it inaccurate for its time, though? Was the film inaccurate?
I don't think that Hollywood was pushing that agenda back then. Now, maybe, but like back
maybe
then.
Maybe now.
Yeah, possibly that they might be trying to fucking. But like, I was like, oh, wow. I was like, a lot of the, more of the class than you, because. I bet you if you pictured it in your mind, it was just like dudes in suits and lab coats. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not. It's like it's a.
How was the Frankenstein?
I liked it. I liked it.
I didn't see it. Yeah. A lot of people told me it was good, though.
Yeah, I liked it. It's one of the best looking movies that's been made. Like, it just looks – it's fun. It's like cool to watch.
I went to see The Running Man.
How was it?
Wasn't that good?
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, wasn't that good? Should I tell you?
Teddy wasn't with me.
Should I say it? Should I tell it? I wouldn't want to say it because I know I'm going to get some flack for it. All right, I'll just say it.
15 years of flack. Why stop now?
I've learned, though, over the course of 15 years what to keep to myself and what to reveal. So this one I'm putting myself out there. But so late last night, not that late. It was like 9:30. I get a text from Rupp and he's like, any interest in seeing The Running Man? I'm going at 10:45.
Holy shit, that is late.
Yeah, and it really is. Like, I'm in bed.
I was like, oh, yeah, go. I wanted to see it. The commercials look pretty good. And I said to my wife, who was just about ready to fall asleep, I was like, I'm going to go to the movies at 10:45. And she's like, but then I'm going to have Teddy all night. And what Teddy does is like he has to sleep on you. Like he has to sleep on you, physically on you. And right. I handle that. Doesn't bother me. But she gets hot. You know, from all the fur and everything, she has a hard time sleeping with Teddy right on her chest. I don't. Mm. I can do it.
It sounds so nice, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. Except when it is hot. Then he puts off a lot of body heat. Right. And so it can get a little hot.
He's a furry guy, too.
Yeah, old spud.
So she was like, and she's not feeling that well right now. So I was like, you know what? Don't worry about it. I'm going to take Teddy. And because I have this, he's a service dog.
Yeah.
But he's an emotional support dog, but he's not my emotional support dog. He has the paperwork and everything. So I was like, I'll just flash the card.
Yeah.
And maybe they won't look at it too close and see it's for a female. And I have this little military vest that says emotional support service. Don't
worry. War hero.
It doesn't say war hero. It does not say war hero. And I said, I'm going to try to bring Teddy. And I looked up on the website to see if they allow service dogs. And they said they did. And I was like, all right, I'm going to try to bring him. And my wife's like, no, don't make a big stink. You won't be able to go. And I was like, no, I'm just going to try. It's no big deal. If they say no, I just come home. Yeah. I go, I don't care to see it that much. So when I walked in, I felt the eyes on me. I got a little nervous. So I didn't know what to do other than to try. I didn't want to act crazy. So I just figured I want to show a little bit of something.
Yeah.
That I can eat
like
a dog.
You have PTSD.
Yeah. So I just started blinking real crazy, like real fast when I was ordering the tickets. I was like 10:45 Running Man. And they're like, and the lady behind the counter, she sees the dog and she's like, oh, are you military? I was like, not even a hesitation. I was like, I am not fucking taking any stolen valor for fucking trying to get a dog.
And cursing at her.
There's a bridge too far. That's a line. I'm not going to cross. I was like, I am not military, and neither is a dog. I said,
I was knee deep in the shit back in 70. What do you mean, am I military? How dare you?
And I was like, we are not. We don't deserve any discounts.
Like, why are you blinking?
He has a tick. Surely I should let him in.
Yeah.
I said, nope. We don't apply, and none of that applies to us. And she was like, well, I'll give you a senior discount. I was like, if you must, I said. I couldn't deny that one. I was like, discount, I'll take it. And we went down. We sat and watched the movie. He was excellent.
Yeah. He sat on the floor on a seat.
He sat on my lap as he always does every night at home and just fell asleep on my lap throughout the entire movie. Me and Rupp are the only people in the movie theater anyway. Uh-oh. Nobody else was in the theater.
Yeah.
What do you mean,
better cover up your lap. Old popcorn trick.
But yeah, he was awesome. So now I know. It almost like he had been to the movies before. It was really weird.
Okay.
He was that – like he fell right into the position. Like he got right next to me and immediately started snoring. Thank God there was no bus in the theater because he's got a loud snore. Okay. Over the Dolby, you could hear him snoring.
Wow.
Yeah, but he was great. And yeah, so it looks like I can take him to the movies now if I need to.
So what was the thing you didn't want to say?
Oh, I don't want people to be like, you're the kind of asshole that's making it for people who really need dogs in the fucking theater.
Nobody needs a dog in the theater.
There are people who do.
Yeah,
blind people
they
do.
Say they do.
Why are they going to the movies?
You're right. I didn't think about it. All right, well, some people definitely need their dog in the theater.
I mean, sure. In our era of humanity, there are people that need dogs in movie theaters.
But the person who, you know, his former owner needed him – if she went to the movies.
I'm not against dogs being in movie theaters.
Yeah, he's
I'm just
great.
Saying, like, don't tell me we can't survive without it.
Yeah, but
I wish I could bring fucking Boris to the movies. That'd be great.
I think you can now. I think we live in a world where you can pretty much do whatever
people
you want.
People don't question you. They're not allowed to. Yeah, it's like illegal to be like, this is bullshit.
Good. But the movie was not –
the movie was not as good as Arnold's movie.
Right. No Richard Dawson coming in and like
– no, no Richard Dawson. I don't know if the guy – I don't even know if I've ever seen the guy who played the star of The Running Man.
Glenn Powell.
I don't know what I've seen him in before, but he looked familiar.
I've never seen anything he's done, but I know people love him.
I don't know. Just kind of –
but it was more like
cliched.
The book, right? Like he was on the run across America?
Yes.
Okay. That's cool because the book like – wait, let me ask you something. All right. Yeah. Spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, I gave it a few seconds. The end of the book.
You know I'm going to take so much heat for this. I know you're like, that fucking guy thinks he's so entitled he could do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you didn't bother anybody. And if the theater was packed and the dog was snoring, I bet you would have been like, I got to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. You caught the lifeline I was throwing you. Excellent. You're staring in Walt's eyes and staring at my eyes, right, Walt?
Go ahead, though.
So the end of the book is it's very 9/11-esque. He crashes the plane into the fucking
– yeah.
He does it in the movie?
At the end?
Yeah. He crashes the plane into the TV – into the – oh, wow. Holy shit. They kept the ending.
I was wondering, too, because I never read the Stephen King novel.
Yeah, he's given the middle finger.
Yeah.
He does? Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. There was a part of me that was wondering, like, which version, the Schwarzenegger or the new version, is more like the book.
Yeah.
I asked Rupp, and he didn't know. And it seems like, from what you're saying, it's more like the current version is more like the book than the Arnold's.
Yeah, that's what I always remember, the ending would be in
there. I just think some of the dialogue was incredibly corny, stilted, just unrealistic. You know, there's a kid that's like – that helps him.
Of course.
You know, that's the kiss of death for me, like a streetwise kid.
Right.
It's like, oh. Yeah.
I know this computer.
Here we go. Beat Ghost of Yotai, that new video game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so good until like the last 25% of the game, they introduced like a little girl sidekick. And it was like, oh, fuck, it was such a struggle to finish the fucking game.
She knows everything.
Why do you have to keep putting fucking kids in games that know everything? So witty and so brave and so smart. And you're just like, get this fucking kid out of here. I'm trying to slice people's fucking balls off.
Yeah. I live next to a school, and like sometimes I'll drive by and I see all the kids. They all have a stupid look on their face. Not a one of them could fucking help.
Oh, not one of them is wiser than their dad. And no, like fucking shocking, braver. Yeah. And like at one point, she just like they're in the middle of a war in fucking Japan, and she sneaks out to help her fucking aunt sneak into a fortress and assassinate people. You're like, she's fucking 11, man.
Like,
why are we doing this? Like, why are you doing this to me? I paid the money for the game.
I paid my hard-earned money. I plunked it down.
You guys are giving me this shit. I can't take it.
Do you know what it was rated, the new Running Man?
No. I thought it was PG-13.
Yeah, because I felt it wasn't – it didn't rise to an R in my opinion, so I was wondering what it was rated.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really? PG-13. I heard the new Predator is PG-13, but it's still pretty like everyone I know that's seen
that
it liked it.
Too,
yeah, likes it.
I haven't seen the last couple of Predators.
My friend said it is. Oh, I actually think he's been doing a good job with this guy, with the series. But my friend said it's really bloody and gory, but it's not human blood. So it's like
– so that's how they get away with
it? That's how they get away with it. So it is everything in there, but it's green blood and shit like that.
Running Man was R.
Rated R, huh?
Wow. I'm surprised. There wasn't much in there. They did show that guy that you say everybody loves, the star.
Yeah.
He does show his hiney.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, that must be a contract. They like – the fucking ladies like that.
There was – yeah, there was such an egregious scene of like, okay, this guy's worked out for this role. He has to fucking be like – 90% nude in this scene so he could show off all the rippling muscle. I feel it had to be done on purpose. It moved the story along.
I fucking
none
approve.
At all.
I approve.
Really?
100%.
You know, when it's just like it's done just for titillation rather than to move the story. If it's not
– and it's a guy, not a girl.
No, I approve. Yeah. I fucking approve.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew you'd approve of that.
I do. I want to see good-looking people.
Naked?
Yeah, of course. I want to see good-looking people doing things I can't do. That's all I've ever wanted. The great tragedy of fucking entertainment the last 10 years is it's people who look fucking worse than me. I don't want to be the good-looking one. I want to be the fucking ugly one.
Yeah, he does. He has, and let me tell you, even his muscles, you know, are uneven on his hiney, which is crazy.
Really?
When you're ripped when you can flex
you
your
ass muscles.
Body.
Yeah.
Mary Beth's online buying tickets right now.
I don't know. If on a scale of 1 to 10, I give it like a 5, just mid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mid. Who's that? That woman's his wife.
Yeah, she barely has any other role other than being like, "We need help.
Right.
We need money. The baby's sick. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, good for her. She got a paycheck and she gets to look at his ass.
No,
didn't.
No, there was an action scene of all things. Like it was when he was being hunted that he took his clothes off.
Oh,
it wasn't in a sex scene.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't know if that changes.
I'll take it.
I'll take it.
Tell him, Steve, Dave.